T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Believe it or not, Jake, Paul.
It's a pleasure to have you. I don't believe we've ever spoken before. You're a recent graduate of Slippery Rock. Am I right about that?
No.
This is the Slippery Rock fight song for Nick Faribault.
Nick Faribault, Slippery Rock's finest. No.
This is amazing. Nick is from Steelers now. We had an unfortunate incident where I had bad biographical information on him. So that's what you just heard me saying. You are a Slippery Rock grad, yes, and him saying no. And I think that'll stay with us forever, Nick, and I apologize again. How are you?
I'm doing well. Actually, before I came on, you know, I went up to Slippery Rock, slapped the slimy pebble a little bit for good luck. So it's all good. It's all good, you know.
Do they still talk about flying Myron Brown up at Slippery Rock?
I don't know. I think it might be a recent superstar Roland Rivers III that might be getting more, if you remember him from, like, I think 5 years ago.
Yeah, I do. Roland Rivers III. Did he ever have any traction in the I know he might have made it to the USFL or CFL or WLF or one of those alphabet soup leagues, but did he ever have any cup of coffee with the NFL?
He did. He actually had a rookie minicamp tryout with the Steelers in 2021. So, yeah, that was about it, though. It didn't get signed anywhere.
All right.
Well, let's get to this draft now, Nick. And I know you're doing a lot of work over at Steelers now for this one. I'm going to give you a choice here. I don't want you to tell me who you think the Steelers will pick. I'm going to say who they should pick. If Mims is on the board, Barton, Brian Thomas, and Latham. If those four guys are on the board when they step to the podium, who would you pick?
This one's pretty easy for me, actually. J.C. Latham is who I would pick. Pretty easy because Latham is like a surefire, just plug and play, right tackle, mauler in the run game. You know, with like Mims, you have questions, inexperience. Barton, can he actually play at center? Thomas is a really big 6'4 guy, runs a 4.39. Those are great, but he is a really raw player. I don't think he's going to have like any elite rookie year just because he is very raw. So he's going to be a guy that's going to take a few years to kind of get going. Latham, plug and play, road grade. I mean, that's what they need right now. They need tone setters that can go up front and kick some butt. Like, that's what they need. And so J.C. Latham is like perfect for that. And he's a good pass protector too. On top of that, I think he fits their scheme perfectly, and it can kick Broderick Jones right back to left tackle, which is also ideal.
But will he be there at 20? That's the question.
I don't think so. For all the reasons I just stated, right? Some team's going to fall in love with like this mountain of a guy that is a real good run blocker, a real good pass protector. He's big, but like he moves pretty well for being big. I mean, he was 365. When he was playing, I think he came in at 345 at the combine. He was really moving well. He's got pretty sweet feet for that size. Listen, there's been smoke of him going as high as 5 to the Chargers, so he might not even sniff 20th overall. So I don't think he'll be there at 20. But the other three options, I think, do have a chance to be there.
Nick, I just asked a previous guest this. I think it was Garrett Podell from CBS Sports, who had one of the better mocks in the country last year. But now I see Pete Prisco, who I like a lot, over at CBS. He has Brock Bowers at 15 to the Colts. and Byron Murphy at 16 to the Seahawks. A lot of people seem to think that's going to happen. And I know Benton is here now. I think guys can move up and down the defensive line. However, and my own personal bias is that games and championships are won with defensive lines that absolutely wreck people. But let me ask you this. That's getting awfully close to the Steelers pick. If Bowers or Murphy get down to 20, would you jump at either one of them over Latham?
Over Latham, I think, is tough. I don't think I'd take Bowers over Latham. I think to tight end in round one, I love Bowers the player, but a tight end in round one is historically just a really bad kind of judgment call. You know, those guys take a while to kind of get going.
But isn't he just a receiver in the end, though, Nick? Isn't he basically a wide receiver?
You know, you could use him like that, but that's what they also said about Kyle Pitts, and Kyle Pitts has had a tough time kind of getting off the board too, right? I mean, he's a guy that plays out wide in the slot more than he plays in line, but Bowers might have the same thing, and he's lighter than Pitts was coming out. He might be a little faster, actually, which is kind of crazy to think about, but I don't love the idea of Bowers at 20. What I do like, though, is Byron Murphy. You talk about a stud. I think I might pick him over Latham. I'll even throw Johnny Newton in there. The other defensive tackle. I think these are two guys that are absolutely studs. I don't know why they're not getting more hype. Murphy, probably because he's like 6'2", 299, I think is what he came in at the combine. But you look at what he does, reminds you a lot of what Kalaja Kansi did if you watched him at Pitt or him at the Buccaneers last year. I mean, he is a guy that plays low, explosive, disrupts games. It is dominant tape. Same thing with Newton. I kind of wish, personally, you know, if I were the Steelers in that spot, that I didn't have to look at, okay, I might start Nate Herbig, I might be starting Van Jefferson or a third-round rookie, because if you had kind of filled in those holes a little bit more in free agency, the center wide receiver positions, I think you would be more at kind of wherever you could go, right? You could get a Murphy, you could get a Newton, and these are two guys that I think are going to be difference makers. So I think I would take Murphy personally. If I'm going best player available right off the rip, I think Byron Murphy would be better than J.C. Latham.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We hear so many different things about this, the draft. By the time that the actual draft comes, I start to wonder whether or not I have short arms and my waist is not bendable enough and all this other stuff. But the long and short of it is, Nick, what are the positions where there's lots of players available at the positions the Steelers need, where in the second and third round they might be able to get guys who can help them?
Yeah, in the second or third round, you're talking receiver and corner. That's where this kind of goes off. You know, they talk about the tackle position. That's really a first-round phenomenon. It falls off very quickly in the second and third rounds. There are a few guys, but it's not plentiful. Center, it's really three dudes. So when you're talking about receiver, there, you know, there's 15, 20 of them where you can look at 51 and point out a guy that could start, or at 84, a guy that can start. You know, you have just such cluster of there. And same thing at corner. Not as much outside corner, but slot corner. And that's what the Steelers need. So slot corner, you know, there's going to be guys even all the way down to 98 and 119 that could probably start right away. Talking guys like Renardo Green and Elijah Jones in that kind of area of the draft. So this is a really deep draft in terms of those two positions. But the offensive line, if you want those guys, get them early. You got to get tackle, center, whatever. You want to upgrade that early. Defensive line, I think, you know, we were talking about Murphy and Newton. I do think there's some depth to the defensive line class, specifically in that late day two area, that 84, 98 area. I think there's a few guys there between Michael Hall, Mason Smith, Ruka Roro. I think there's a few guys that will really intrigue the Steelers that could be picks there. It's a shallow kind of offensive line class, though. The top is great. It's a heavier top, and it's a deeper top than it usually is, but those top guys are going to be gone, you know, within the top 50 picks, and I don't think many of them are going to fall to 51, guys that could start right away at tackle. And I think center, same thing. Frazier probably doesn't get out of the top 45. He'll probably be the last center off the board.
Nick Farabaugh from Steelers Now is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Restart IT services. Expect more from your IT service provider. Get more from Restart. Call or visit restart.com. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line, very important here for Techs in the City with our friend Neutron back there. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Nick, I'm now fascinated with the big national story here, and that's the quarterbacks. How many are going to go? We all know and believe Caleb Williams will go first. Then what? I heard Merrill Hodge say that Drake May is the type of guy that's going to get a coach fired. I heard a lot of other things about a lot of other people. J.J. McCarthy now fascinates me. Now I'm starting to read everything I can get my hands on and going back and watching some of this guy's tape here that they show and that you can easily find, you know, on YouTube and things like that. He's great over the middle. He stinks on throws outside the numbers. The arm strength is a question. We don't know a lot about him because Michigan was so good that he wasn't in a lot of positions where he had to throw and move the ball through the air. What do you make of this guy and which team is going to take a chance on him?
J.J. McCarthy is like the ultimate wild card because you look at his tape, as you said, there's very specific areas of the field that were kind of coordinated for him. You know, the middle of the field is the most plentiful, prosperous area in an NFL offense.
Somebody should tell the Steelers that, but go ahead.
Yeah. Right? It's also the most schemed up area. So you can kind of put guys in conflict, linebackers, safeties. You can run different kind of routes where you can get guys open for him. So I do think J.J. McCarthy has some interesting traits. I think he throws with good anticipation. I think he's got a good enough arm. He's athletic enough. I don't think he's an elite athlete, but he's athletic enough to create a structure. I think those are good things. But I also think he's a guy that has shoddy processing when he's kind of put on the line. I will say this. When they did ask him to make a big throw, it did feel like he did it. You know, if they got into third and 11, back up of their own end zone, he made a throw he needed to make. So I think that's kind of good where you look at the projection of him. But he is a risky prospect, but he's young. He's got upside. I think, you know, he'll be the rightfully the fourth quarterback off the board. What team's going to take a chance on him? New England in a trade back, I think, makes a lot of sense. They've kind of been talking about moving out of three. Maybe if the Giants come up, snag May, I could see them doing it. The Vikings. I think the Vikings are a really interesting team for McCarthy because you want to talk about a spot where he could really nurture and grow. I mean, you know, you have Addison, Hawkinson, Jefferson. You have a nice kind of group there. You have a solid offensive line. You have a really good offensive coach. I think Minnesota is where I would like to see him go to really maximize his potential. I think that's probably where he does end up. You know, I think Minnesota probably trades up here into the top six and lands J.J. McCarthy.
Nick, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you for taking the time. You're really good at this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.